Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Thursday Night Football last night. Bo Nix and the Broncos beat the Raiders.
All he does is win, that Bo Nix.
10-7.
Yeah, well, win's a win.
They beat the Raiders. The Patriots could not. I mean, if you want to throw that in Patriots fans' faces, or
ooh, record versus common opponent,
Keith in my face, you can do that. I mean, we're mocking the Broncos for beating the Raiders. The Pats lost to the Raiders.
They did.
So I guess I would understand that. I feel like the Patriots are playing at a different level than they were week one, but common opponent, that's fair. There were more penalties in the game last night for both sides than points or first downs.
Well,
each team had 11 penalties. The Broncos scored 10 points. The Raiders scored 7. Each team had 10 first downs. So it was gross, gross football last night. And yet, the Broncos are 8-2 and on top of the AFC.
Yeah, they have a great defense. So you do have that. And they didn't have Patrick Surtain. So eventually, they're going to add or re-add the best corner in football to a really good defense. They are 8-2. I mean, that is as good as you can. That's as good as there is in the league.
And you said this earlier. They made the playoffs last year. They were a 9 or 10 win team last year with Bo Nix as a rookie. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like they didn't do it last year, too.
He's a bit of a winner. No, I think it would be a tough test, but I don't think anybody's taking them seriously as like a Super Bowl contender. But like, could they knock off a team in the playoffs? I think so, especially if they get a home game. That's a tough place to play. That's a tough place to play for Tom Brady, for God's sake. So with the defense as good as it is, now, their offense is pretty rough right now, and they've had some crazy games where they've needed a lot of things to go perfectly their way in the fourth quarter, but credit to them, it did, but like dug themselves big holes to bad teams and then pulled it out. You know, they were down a couple scores to Houston, came back and won. The Jets game in London was a debacle.
That was like this Raiders game. It was just gross, low scoring. No one could do anything.
The Giants game was crazy. That was one where you're like, oh my God, the Giants, they might be really good with Dart and Scatterboo. And then they lost that.
That's one they legitimately should have lost multiple times. I mean, they were down huge entering the fourth quarter. The Giants had a lead late anyway. Like, that's one they really should have lost.
But so let's say the Colts get to 8-2. And you have the Colts and the Broncos both at 8-2 after 10 weeks. Which team do you think is better?
I would take the Broncos out of those two.
Same. I think the Broncos are better because I think their defense is elite. I think Jonathan Taylor is elite. So you have an elite running back with the Colts. But I don't think anything else there stands out.
Even with the Sauce, I think they have a lot of good offensive players.
Yeah.
Like I like Pittman. I like Warren.
Yeah. No.
Pierce is having a good year. Downs is a good receiver. Like, I like a lot of the weapons in Indy, but it's as simple as the Broncos have an elite defense, the best defense in football.
Yeah.
And I don't like Nix or Daniel Jones, but now I got to take one. I would take Bo Nix over Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Dick. Dix. Nix has like a. He's one of these guys.
Watch your profanity.
That's your guy.
That is my guy.
That's a new nickname for him, though. I hadn't thought of that one yet.
Bo Dix. Yeah. There's something about him, though, where I was going to say he's got like a horseshoe up his keister. I'm like, oh, you think that'd be more of a Colts thing. But like with him late in the game, even if it's looked bad all game, right? Even if he's like missing guys left and right, late in the game, you're like, He's going to scamper for a first down. He's going to make one big throw.
Yeah, I trust him more.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I trust
he's also
got a
clutch.
Jones. Yeah. No, so look, I wouldn't want either quarterbacking my team compared to Drake May or anything like that, but who would I take out of those two? I would take Bo Nix. Daniel Jones to me feels like Sam Darnold from a year ago, where they won 14 games.
Yeah.
I never believed in it. Sam Darnold was horrible at the end of the regular season. He was even worse in the playoffs. You could see it coming. Now, Darnold's having another good year in Seattle, so maybe we got to reframe that a little bit, or maybe I should use that as an example to not believe in the Seahawks and Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
but I
which
feel
I'm
like
kind of.
Every week they keep winning. The Colts keep winning up until last week. They were top of the AFC. They've been there all year long. And I don't believe in Daniel Jones, and I would just cite what happened with Darnold. I'd even cite what happened with Daniel Jones a few years ago when he was with the Giants. I didn't believe in them. Although, did they win a playoff game that year or not? I'm trying to remember.
The Giants?
Did Daniel Jones win a playoff game?
I don't think so.
Did he? I'm trying to remember now, actually. Dayball didn't get there and win a playoff game?
No, they
game?
He made the playoffs. They won a game.
Oh, how about that?
Look at that. Look at Jones.
Maybe I should believe in him more.
You know who they beat?
No.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that's Kirk Cousins.
That's a KOC problem.
Yeah. No, Cousins, though, playoffs and primetime, Cousins is not good.
But that's O'Connell getting there twice, losing with a 14-win Sam Darnold and whatever the Vikings won that year.
And then they lost the divisional round to the Eagles 38-7. So maybe not competitive, but they made the divisional round, so credit to them.
Good fantasy team submitted on the text line, unsolicited Knicks picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say that. Something's wrong with my brain.
Twitch chat is asking, could the Patriots compete with either the Broncos or the Colts? Yeah, I'd pick them against both.
I like them over both.
Now, if the game's in Denver,
tough.
I might take the Broncos there. If the game's at Denver with that defense.
What's the action?
Yeah, I might take the Broncos. But at Indy, I'd take the Pats.
Yeah, 100%.
And either of them here, I'd take the Pats.
Yeah. No, I would say it's still like Chiefs-Bills at the top. I think there's a dogfight for the third team because it's either you got to believe in Lamar completely turning the Ravens around, or it is the Patriots, or it's one of those other two teams. Chargers probably the one that's on the outside of that.
Yeah, you know, I would have the Chargers. It's a hard call, but I would have the Chargers on the outside of that, yeah.
But here's – now, there's too much season left, so I feel like all those teams that we just named will be the playoff teams. But what you really need is a team like the Jaguars to keep winning, or like the Steelers to keep winning, and then keep out one of those other teams. Like the Ravens, you know, they'll probably trip up a game or two even with Lamar – and then, so they might be playing a lot better at the end of the season than they are now, but maybe they just can't catch Jacksonville or Pittsburgh. And then one of those teams that nobody thinks is a threat ends up making it and keeping Lamar out. That would make the path even easier.
Oh, it would. Yeah. And again, going back to our discussion earlier about the Bucs or the Patriots, who's more likely to win the Super Bowl? I mean, if that happened, you're telling me the Ravens don't get in? Or somehow Mahomes and the Chiefs don't
get
in?
Which
amazing. I don't believe.
So in a weird way, keep rooting for Jacksonville and Pittsburgh and the Chargers. Let those teams rack up wins and maybe force somebody out.
You made the point earlier about Denver. They have the Chiefs next week. If they beat Kansas City, maybe I'll look at Denver differently. And maybe I'll give them more credit. And they'd be on a long win streak and they beat Kansas City. They haven't played the Chiefs yet. They have two left against them. So maybe that could sway me.
Yeah.
But right now, if you ask me, are the Broncos pretenders or contenders, I'd say they're pretenders.
Broncos probably are, yeah. But I would feel like the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor, I would say 100% they're in. Broncos?
I'll co-sign on
that. Yeah, I mean, they're 8-2 after 10
games. I mean, that's
years.
Already the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor, so I guess I got to ride along with
you
that.
You got to agree.
Yeah, you got to agree.
Because even if they lose, same exercise with the Patriots, even if they lose the quote-unquote tough games, they have enough bad games left. They have a game with the Raiders in there. They got a game with the Commanders in there, Jacksonville. Actually, their schedule's a little bit tougher.
It's not easy.
Two Kansas Cities is good.
Now, you hear that, Keith. We have Keith's Keys to Patriots and Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we'll give you our official picks for the game. It looks like David in the car has a prediction. Go ahead, David.
Oh, great.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yep.
Good. So I believe they will lose Sunday.
Okay.
So out of the next 8 games, I have them going 5-3. So they're going to lose to the Bucs.
Yeah, and then the Ravens and Buffalo. Yeah, so they'll lose all their hard games, win all their easy games. Sure,
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So those are the 3 losses. I do believe they can win all the other games.
Okay.
So I'm picking them to go 5-3.
Yep, right.
And, playoff team.
Okay, 12-1 team. Yeah, I would say that's –
if they win all the games they're supposed to, lose the games they're supposed to, they'd be 12-5, which would be a – huge success of a regular season.
I bet if you ask most Patriots fans, that is exactly what they would say.
Yeah.
They're going to get the 12 wins. They're going to win all the easy games, and they're going to lose to Baltimore, Tampa, and Buffalo a second time.
See, I got to flip. I'll flip it on you.
Flip it.
I think they probably 5-3 probably sounds right.
But they're going to win one they shouldn't and lose one they shouldn't?
Yes, because it's football. And so that'll probably happen. Maybe they win Sunday, and then they lose. I know Ninkovich was trying to talk up the Thursday Jets game.
Oh,
I can't go there.
No, me either. I heard him doing that. And look,
I heard him do it. And listen, he's played in the Thursday night game. Yeah, so he
and he's like, it's difficult, and sometimes you get caught. And did he even say one of the times they won with the 1-15 Dolphins? It was a short week. I'm trying to remember.
It was a short week.
But it was at least a game he didn't see coming.
Yeah, they had like a walk-off win over the Ravens.
They're not losing to the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jets either game this year, especially since the Jets blew their team up. That's a quick turnaround.
No.
But it's also a quick turnaround for the Jets, and they stink.
I think they're just so bad, and they were bad anyway, and then they traded away their two best players. So, no, I don't think it'll be the Jets. But, like, at Cincinnati, Monday Night Football against the Giants, or even, another game against Miami or something, like, maybe one of those games.
But
12 wins would be a massive win. Now, what you would have, if you do what the caller just said, and you lose those three tough games – you will have you won one real game, kind of knock against them.
Yep.
And then it would be tougher.
That would be bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad.
That would be bad for them, Keith.
You know what
bad.
It would be? I'll tell you, I'll use a different word.
Yeah.
It would be difficult to pick them to go on a long playoff run because you're like, all right, we saw them beat the Bills in week 5, and since then there haven't been a lot of tests, which is not their fault, but if they didn't beat anybody good, it'd be tougher
to
pick them.
Definitely poke holes in the resume. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So we have the keys coming up at 1 o'clock. Guess what else you have help for?
What?
Text line Keith says, I need survivor help.
Oh, I'm your guy.
I'm down to Carolina, Chicago, and New England. I think that means he's narrowing it down to those three teams. So I don't know if that's Keith's survivor pick this
week. New England and the survivor this week?
Well, that's what he's narrowing it down to, it looks like. Keith will help you out with that in the grab bag today. We have the Bozo touchdown parlay on the way at 1:30. Milton Williams, the milkman, going to join us at some point in the 1 o'clock hour on Patriots Friday. Of course, Keith's Keys, the Pats and Bucks Sunday at 1 o'clock. We have the keys coming up at 1 and on the way next. Stay tuned.
Boy, this is going to be good.
It's a jam-packed week in review.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.